Welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design.
Guys, our very best sale is on now. It's 20% off every single category. Lighting, chandeliers, rugs, whatever you need. Bedding, you might need a new nightstand. Maybe you need a new rug for in front of your bathtub. We've got every single category on sale at the same time. It's the very best sale of our whole year, and it's on right now. So go to our website for the very perfect one-of-a-kind piece, or you can save big on an entire room refresh. Just go to alicelanehome.com, or if you want to work with one of our complimentary home furnishings design team members, you just need to call 800-359-4906. Again, that's 801-359-4906. Click one to talk to a stylist, and they'll put you in touch with a home furnishings design team member that can help you pull your room together. That's complimentary. Or if you like to do it yourself, alicelanehome.com is open 24 hours a day. Shop our very best sale on right now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Alice. This is part two of Exteriors Updating the Outside of Your Home. I'm Jess Bennett.
She owns the place, guys. She owns Alice Lane. I'm Suzanne Hall. And I say like a lot.
Suzanne is our spirit animal.
That's awesome.
She's super fun. And she has three really adorable little guys. And we have Corey Place on the mic and
hey,
soundboard.
I'm Corey Place. It's me.
Yep.
I work
He's
at Alice
the
Lane.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
Core Place over Special Projects.
Yes. I do anything that's just, yeah, whatever needs to get done at Alice Lane, I do it.
Such as the podcast.
Such as the podcast. Yes. That's why we're here.
Awesome. Yep. Welcome, guys.
And Jess is the queen of transitional design. So she pioneered this movement in Utah. So high five, Jess.
High five.
Slap hands.
Boom.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us today, guys. We got through the first part of all the listener questions on how to update the exteriors of your home in the year 2022. And so right now we are at the point of stucco. People want to know if they can paint stucco.
I think we kind of briefly touched on this. I think it depends on your climate. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we'd talk to the experts on the, on this one. You can, but I imagine that if you live in a place like Utah where we have four seasons that are quite extreme, it's going to need to be repainted, like probably in the next 5 to 7 years.
I imagine it's not a 25 year finish.
No, it's not. It's just topical. It's foundation.
Yeah.
So it's gonna corrode, and it's gonna show wear. And
so just do it, and then move. Sell your house within 3 to 5 years, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. But you can. I think there are products where you can like skim coat it if you want to smooth out your stucco, and you want to like actually get a different color to that. That's probably what I would do if you're planning on staying here for a while.
Love it.
Yep.
Let's talk about siding and hardy board. We saw this movement sort of pop up in the early 2010s, I would say.
Yep.
So people want to know how to create interest. I feel like by that question, they must mean, are you going to run the hardy board all the same direction? Or are you going to do the eaves vertical and the body horizontal, and then switch it for the garage, and then pop it back for the front door?
Jess, I want to hear your answer to this question.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I feel like there's some real tricky hardy board directional stuff going on. And I do think keeping it all the same direction right now, just like that more monolithic design is beautiful. Yeah,
I do too. I think when you start to get tricky, I think it's trying too hard.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we don't need to play Tetris with our hardy board.
Yeah, so, totally. And there's, let's talk about the different styles of hardy board. So there's one that looks like shake shingles, right? And then there's vertical slats that sit on top of hardy board, like in sheets, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And then usually you'll hide the seam with another vertical board that runs over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the horizontal boards, right?
Yep.
So you can do vertical, horizontal, and shakes.
Yep.
And sometimes they'll mix it. Like they'll put the shakes up in the eaves, and you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
It's kind of a lot. So
I think it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say stick to one thing.
I think so too.
Yeah. Stick to one thing, stick to one direction.
Yeah. And then hardy board can be painted. I don't know how often it needs to be repainted.
I don't know the exact day, but I know time frame, but it does last longer than like painting brick or painting, you know, or stucco or something like that.
Yeah.
So
probably like a 20-year finish or something.
Yep.
You can choose
a new color. It adheres better. Yeah.
Whatever's trending at the time.
You betcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of white right now in the name of farmhouse here in the Utah area surrounding where I live.
I think it's honestly everywhere. If national brands like Target and all these people are clouding that style, then
for sure.
Y'all got the itch to paint everything white. And we're here to tell you people, to simmer down.
Yes. People love a portion of Hardy and they love a painted brick house. Yeah. So they'll kind of play around with those in Utah right now.
Yep. If you were going to do...
It kind of makes me want to do the opposite thing right
now. Yes. Yeah. Like if you were going to use Hardy on your house, what do you pair it with? Or do you only do Hardy?
That's a good question. I think you still get stone in the foundation.
Stone.
I have a thing where my stone runs underneath the dirt about like 2 feet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then there's an L iron underneath that holds that so that, you know, it stays. And I remember the architect drawing it in and saying this would be a really good feature because then you really believe that the home has a stone foundation and you don't see concrete coming up as a foundation. And then you see the rock applied
surface.
Like 2 feet up or something. So I think that's a really beautiful look, stone foundation. And you could do Hardy on top in some sections. Maybe you'd even do stucco to smooth out certain moments where it doesn't, because there's so many lines right now, especially because there's people doing Hardy board on the, shiplap.
Yeah.
They'll do shiplap on the inside of the house, especially if they have Hardy board everywhere outside. They're like, I got to get more lines.
In the sake of more farmhouse.
I got to get more lines everywhere. So just a whole lot of rhythm happening right now. Yeah. So I think the eye just kind of wants to rest on that. And also I think you won't tire as quickly of your style of home, or it won't be such a time stamp.
Yes.
So I have real cedar shakes on mine that are in the form of shakes. And I have a stone foundation, like I said. And then in some of my, the back of my home, I have stucco that's the same color as my shakes. Mm-hmm. And I have like real cedar up in the eaves and whatnot. So it's a cost savings trick for just the west facing side of my house where it's so hot and those shingles just didn't stand a chance for long. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's working at my place, but trying to get this stucco color to match my cedar shakes took me 12 tries, I said, on the first version of this. So
be patient with yourself, do a lot of sampling and make sure that the paint color, whatever you're doing for your Hardy, for your stucco, all those things like that, it actually works in your environment and it looks like what you want it to look like.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is another question. Can you replace Hardy board for a brick exterior? And we were saying you would just
take
the Hardy off and then you would brick your home, but you wouldn't put the brick on top of Hardy.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think Corey, you made a good point at the last episode that you like the more things that you're like piling on top of each other, just the more vulnerable that gets to the elements and it starts to just like rot in between when water seeps in. So,
exactly.
So just tear it off, wash your foundation off and put a new one on, put your mask on.
This question is Hardy board versus brick. What's the cost difference? I'm going to for sure say Hardy board is a lot less expensive than masonry. Sure. Yeah. You're going to cover way more square footage with each sheet that you put up. It's going to go on a lot faster. If you think about brick, you've got to butter it. You got to stick it on. You got to butter the next one, stick it on. It's a really long process.
Yep.
And also you're creating like a home that's going to just hopefully stand forever. Right.
The three pigs guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How do you guys feel about just like the face brick? You know what I mean? Just like that. No, it's like, just like that.
Thin brick.
Yeah. Thin brick.
I don't like it. I've seen people do it on the interior of the home, like back when industrial was a thing and they were like, I've got Edison bulbs and thin brick on my walls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's fictitious. It's not.
It's like, have you seen people with veneered teeth? Like,
yes.
You know, that's not real, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There's like something to the thickness and the opacity of it that you're like, whoa. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's with the teeth. Now for the thin brick, I don't know. There's just something amiss on it. I can't figure out what it is.
Yeah. Just like the seams of it, the thickness of the grout, like everything. Yeah. I don't like it.
Don't do it.
I will say this, like if you're going to go to the extent of like taking off siding to put brick on, study the exterior brick homes and like foundationally how those were built. If you see a side of a house that has all the brick laying the same exact way, it's all brick laid and just stacked and it's running from the base all the way up to the roof. that's not authentic. If you look at like traditional Burke's house, that's why you see soldier stacks and stuff for the substance of like holding up walls.
Yeah.
You'd see soldier stacks. You'd see like the ends, you know, also
that?
Facing soldier stack is when you turn the brick vertically and then run them in a row. So it's kind of like a row of soldiers, right? Mm-hmm.
They'll usually do a belt line around a home or they'll do
some break.
Yeah.
But then even like when you see like the end of bricks, if you look at like traditional brick homes, you see the ends of
Your
bricks and portions
that,
of that.
Doesn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll see the ends of them. Cause again, just like structurally, that's what would help hold up this home, against elements. And so if you just like built up Lincoln logs, right? Just like straight up without having any cross members, like that's the same thing. Like it's fake and it's not going to look real. And so if you're going to go to the extent of adding brick, think about that, study pictures and make it authentic. Like this was actually built in the era that you're trying to build a story off of, right?
Yeah. Okay. Switching gears. Let's talk about color.
Color.
Okay. This is a question. Somebody wants to know if black and white homes are overdone or too trendy.
Right now I'm feeling, for sure.
In our area, that's what we're seeing a lot of.
It's optic white and it's deep, dark black. Whenever we use any of those colors, whenever we're using whites, we're going to a very soft white, more taupey white that looks like it's been sun-kissed. We were looking, when we use dark colors to contrast, we're going more charcoals, inks, things like that, that aren't so blatant. Mm-hmm. And that I think that's the rookie mistake. I think when you're using bright white and dark black, on everything, there's just no artistry to it.
Yeah.
So for sure, it's trendy. It's everywhere.
What about a black home?
You know what? I'm into it. Yeah. And probably because it's not white. We've done a couple homes here. I remember we did a home back when like white was really trending.
Yeah.
And we talked about it on episode one where we used this like refurbished brick. It had an awesome texture. She always wanted this white house. And she had debated like even back then of going to a black window or a white window. And ultimately we did the white window just because that's the most long lasting. And I'm so glad we did this 10 years later.
Yeah.
But that's what we decided to do. And then she had this like pool house that we did this more charcoal color. Mm-hmm. And that was more of that shingled look. And that was the dark. And I loved that house. We also did a home up in Seattle where they were remodeling. Mm-hmm. And it was of that, kind of that same time period where she's just like, do I paint my brick? That was kind of an orangey red. And she was... They just bought this house and they were trying to make it theirs. And she's like, do I paint it white or what? And we proposed in the end, we did Photoshop renderings. We did all these things to try and see like what she would lean toward. But we ended up doing it like this beautiful, dark, charcoaly black. And it's so beautiful. And it was so unexpected.
Pretty.
And the fun thing about like Seattle or any of these homes is when you envision your landscaping, I feel like the landscaping is key. And when you envision green on top of any of these colors, even the white home, that's when it starts to get interesting. Even like the black home, the green, that Seattle green against that black home was so beautiful. And again, it wasn't like a strict dark jet black. Mm-hmm. It was warmer and it looked like it had been there for a long time and it was beautiful.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I agree. So, we have a black house that just went up at the top of our street and the landscaping is new, but you can just tell like the greens are so green. I feel like this summer and you kind of get that effect, but with Seattle, you have all these lush big trees and it just feels so historical. Yeah. It's lovely. It stands out, like you said, and everything just pops.
Yeah. And they I think they did like brick pavers. So like that historic treatment, like surrounding the house. It's a very true, authentic story.
Yeah.
And it's a story. It's a storybook. It's
I feel like she sold that home and got so many offers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like,
and this
day.
Again, this was a while ago when she sold the home and bought another home. And anyway, yeah, I think it's a good move and I think it's refreshing. And I think anything done in good taste is going to be long lasting.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, people always ask that, like, how do I make sure that this isn't going to be, trendy or tiresome and classic? And, and if it's done in good taste, like in your personal style, like other people are going to react to it and they're going to want it. They're going to bite.
Yeah.
So don't feel like you have to lean into the trend because that will. Anyway, we're all sick of it. I'm so bored of the White House, guys.
Okay, this one's kind of hard to answer. The question is, how many colors should I aim for on an all stucco house?
Wait, well, how many materials are you?
Well, I think there's like the roof, right? Yeah. The stucco itself. And then I would think that you maybe have, I guess it's, you don't have masonry. You'd have the color of the windows or maybe even the color. I do have colored front door maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or.
So try for three.
Yeah. Or
we love odd numbers.
Yeah.
What about like if you do ephes, like a casing around the window? Mm-hmm. Would you do?
Call it out?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I just keep it the same.
I keep the blend some.
Yeah.
Same as the stucco, color of stucco on the home?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
And again, and like if we do that in that window and you're doing white, I'd make sure that like the windows match that surrounding of the window.
Yep.
Makes sense.
I agree. Okay. Next question. Exterior paint color that isn't black or white.
Ooh, you're fun. What color do you like? We'll find the tone.
I feel like there are like, just like you were saying, there are pretty colors in every like primary color.
Portion of the color wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah,
be it primary, second, we're always going to lean towards secondary colors because it feels a little bit more historic. It feels a little bit, it's just more interesting and not so literal, which I think most people would be drawn to. Like, I don't think you're going to pick a primary color. You're not going to pick red, blue or yellow, right? You're going to have it. But I think a good spot to start is like Ben Moore has a historic color realm. If you're looking at colors, I would start to look at those. If you, it also depends on where you live, you know.
Yeah, if you're in San Francisco and you have a dollhouse,
yeah, go for it. Also, so pretty. Pharaoh and Ball is so cute, like just for color wise.
Cheers.
And I think a lot of those have a little bit of that. That history is definitely like embodied in the color palette that they use. I'm drawn to like more Mexican style architecture and homes and things, and so like. I know it would stand out like a sore thumb on my street, but I've looked at pinks. I've looked at oranges. I've looked because any of those shades are really, really fun. I think if you're living in on a street that has a lot of variety, you don't want your house to just be like a complete, you know, completely out of, out of sorts. Mm-hmm. So respect that, respect the architecture.
Definitely.
And the demographic. But I will say that, I don't know, there's some homes that pop up here that I'm just like, that doesn't belong in Utah.
Yeah.
Completely. Anyway,
I think too, like if you're a craftsman home, then you can probably choose a really beautiful secondary color, a blue gray or something like that. We have my in-laws have a lake cottage on Lake Erie and it's called Lakeside and every home in there is a different color. And theirs is right on the lake and it's red. And actually, funny enough, it's called the farmhouse.
That's fun.
Yeah. And it's really lovely. It has a huge, massive deck up on the second level and a two porch swings and really dreamy like that. So anyway, and then like the neighbor's house is yellow and another neighbor's house is green. We have an area here in Utah called Daybreak that is also like lake type houses and it's every color. We have a friend that has like a teal house, really, really soft. I guess it's more light bluish, but
yeah, but the white casings and everything kind of help neutralize it and kind of tie it into some of the other homes in the area too.
Yeah. I think vacation homes historically, you know, depending on the community where you want to live, like Park City, Main Street, right?
Yeah.
The row of houses up above it, you're going to find every color. My brother has a, another like lake house down in St. George on a lagoon. And, in the covenants, everybody's house is a different color chosen by the community. So he didn't get to choose his, but it's like a green color. Cute. It's cute. And that's how you can tell them apart. And they rent the houses as well. So like, oh, we're in the greenhouse this week. People just love it. It's it's really playful. I think it's idyllic and gives you really happy feelings. So
it's interesting that it's always by water in Scotland too. Yeah. I did an internship out there and like the hillsides would just be basted and just like these really colorful historic houses. And it was so happy. And they were always like, obviously a ton of green water nearby. And there's something about that. I feel I think the mistake though, it's kind of a bummer about Utah. It is a sea of brown. I know now we're seeing all these white like house communities, but I don't think we were in a good place before that either. Like architecturally, I don't know like what we're bringing to the table, but.
Well, the white is like a polar opposite from where it was. Opposite. So,
I think there's some like
it's an overcorrection.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
So. I think Sue, your very best answer so far is like, look at Pharaoh and Ball paint deck.
For sure.
They're like historical colors. Also, Ben Moore has a historical colors section and all of the paints start with HC for historical color. I think you're not going to go wrong if you choose either of those as a jumping off point to answer that question.
So fun.
Yeah. Let's talk about landscaping.
Cool.
People want to know about fencing.
You guys.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on fencing? I know it kind of depends on the neighborhood and the covenants and what you're allowed to do. And
guys, does this stress anybody else? Because you share fences with neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
So when they throw up fences, all of a sudden you have just like, there's a white vinyl and then there's that metal fence over here. And like, anyway, I don't know. This is something that we're looking into like trying to figure out what we want around our property and like how we want to landscape it and all that. And I'm like heightened to it. Like I'm quickened to all these fences that I'm mm-hmm. seeing everywhere and new homes that are like obviously getting new fences aren't doing a good job picking them. They're just like all these,
what are
like
they doing?
Just like all these like weird embossed rocks that I know aren't rock and they're fake. And they're
you can
poor
tell
colors.
They're fake
I just
your
hate
eyeballs.
It. I'd rather see just like a smooth stucco with like columns and breaks, like mm-hmm. every so often.
I think they do that on the freeway too. They emboss rocks in concrete and then they paint it colors.
Ooh.
And they'll also emboss in like the city, like Lehigh City.
Yeah.
You know, over on the overpass.
I just hate it. Yep. If you want a rock fence, build a rock fence.
Yeah.
Louise, or keep it if it's just going to be another
too
material.
Too much work, Sue.
I know.
They're going to just fake you out with the embossed rock concrete fence.
Anyway,
what,
I'm just
why don't we
real...
tell them, let's tell them what kind of fence you would ideally put up in your yard if you could afford everything.
I could afford everything.
What's the very best choice? I like the black, I like the wrought iron where you can see the yard.
I do too. That's what one half of our neighbor's doing. And I think that's what we're pricing out to do on the other half and trying to uniform things.
Visually, like you have the transparency of seeing the yard, but otherwise all you're seeing is just like vinyl lines everywhere. Yeah. That are
in different
solid.
Shades.
Sometimes they're almond, sometimes they're white. Yeah. You just never know.
One girl painted them gray. Yeah. I don't know.
So yeah, I do. I think though, like if everybody just had like, you know, black iron fences where you can see all their yards through it, you'd have the transparency, but then you'd also have the line of saying, this is my yard. I need to take care
and
of it.
And it's beautiful to landscape in front of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of our plan is like if our neighbor, then mm-hmm. he has like, he breeds Highland cows, which is so fun to see those. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to block that. He has like all these chickens and turkeys and stuff. So fun for my kids. Mm-hmm. But and you get that transparency, but it's kind of this like black, you know, like real iron grid one mm-hmm. with these posts kind of just like every so often.
Beautiful.
And it's really pretty. And so that's
I love
what
a
we're,
big post.
But it's fun
so
to
pretty.
Grow things in front of those too.
Yeah.
Cause they kind of act like this trellis for grapevines or whatever you're
so
trying
pretty.
To like build out. So that's what we're pricing out right now.
Nice.
Is to just continue that around the property. So
I love that.
Anyway, so be real in your materials. I think it's just like the, you know, if you want rock, I would price it out, you know, or mm-hmm. if you can't afford rock, then I would just say, keep it plain and just have, I don't know. They have like some pretty stately like posts that like kind of divide solid,
yeah.
you know, with a nice cap that ties back into, I like that better. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying all the correct terms, so I apologize, but I like that better than the fake stuff.
Yeah.
I would do that. Again, I think it's just like a simplification of material
stick with
and it is
materials.
What it is.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm Cheers. Not pretending to be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's talk about decking. What to consider when adding a deck for entertaining?
Well, I think it goes back to kind of like your cedar shakes, you know, like
what's the style
of
your home?
What's the style? But if you're going to do like real wood decking, mm-hmm. depending on your demographic, it's going to take more maintenance than like doing a Trex, mm-hmm. you know, and also thinking about the transition of what is your flooring on the interior?
Yes.
You know, and how are if you're remodeling, what's currently happening there mm-hmm. that you're keeping? And how does that transition to what's happening outside?
Yeah.
And if you don't like what's happening on the interior, what do you want it to be? Do your exterior with the intention of correcting what's inside eventually.
Right. I think in 90% of the homes we're doing, there's usually a hardwood floor before you go outside to a back door, right? And so I think considering your hardwood floor color with that deck material, we haven't done a wooden deck ever in the history of Alice Lane.
In-laws have one.
But did they build it on purpose or did they inherit it?
They inherited it. It's really pretty, but they just had to restain it and it's beautiful. But
I think it's just hard. It's just, man, unless you have a lot of shade for your deck, it's just going to get hammered.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of like teak furniture, right?
Yeah.
Do you put that on the deck? I'm nervous. You have a teak chair though.
I do.
You've been testing.
It was given to me and I've been testing it.
Yeah.
So far. Okay. You know,
good,
but,
yeah.
Yeah.
Left to the elements, it eventually will splinter.
Totally.
You know, so absolutely. Just like same thing with your decking material, real wood, wool splinter.
So if you're going to do treks, you do the stuff with no grain on it. Just do the regular.
Probably. Yeah.
You say no grain or regular?
I have grain on mine, but I did build 7 years ago. I'm curious if there's a better product today.
I know. I am too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do tell. If any of y'all know of a better product, write in. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Definitely. Okay. Let's move on to lighting. Suggestions on attractive outdoor lighting. What looks best?
I think where people miss is scale.
Yes.
On their sconces.
Agreed.
And I think it's unfortunate because like Home Depot and Lowe's, like I think always. Have the market and then yeah. they're just usually too small.
Too small.
Too small. And so I think for like the scale, just like.
It's barely big enough to house the light bulb itself.
It is.
It's just like the light bulb is it's touching like the black
little nightlight that I like. It doesn't feel proportionate to the architecture yeah. that you're dealing with. So I'd totally. Say go larger. I would say go like more estate. I would say go more like if you are a lighter house, well, in any case, to like just make it feel authentic, make it feel like forged iron, you know, actually happening on your home. And like, it's really fun. Like we, is it Bevolo?
Anyway, Bevolo Lantern.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. I hear people say it both ways.
Copper.
Anyway, you know the company. It's this beautiful gas lanterns and they have electric too, but the gas lantern is what like everybody just swoons over. And so they have them obviously in like hanging lanterns that can sit over your front porch. They have them in sconces. They have them in post lights. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really pretty if you're like a more Frenchy, you know, east southern coast looking, you know, house. So I love that. And I think if you like, yeah, I think it's just so beautiful.
Agreed. Yep. I love that. Let's talk about the entry doors. How do you feel about black/glass iron doors that are popular? Ideas for privacy with those. I feel like we don't like the black glass curly door. You know what I mean?
Like the those ornate looking ones or the ones that are like gridded out that are like,
let's just pretend like they're talking about the gridded out ones. Cause those are the ones that are popular today. Yes. I would say like, you know, 20 years ago, it was the curly one.
The iron one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like the black metal door.
Yeah.
That's like the style and rail of it are like very thin. And then it just has like,
it's like the grid. Factory glass.
Yes. Uh-huh,
the yep. iron, you bet. Ideas for privacy. They say, I feel like in an entryway, depending on the layout of your home, sometimes the entryway is just like a hall unto itself and nobody really lives there. Mm-mm. But like you are, look who's saying like now.
Like totally.
Let's say the back of the house is where everybody's living. That's how they are at my house.
Yeah.
So if somebody knocks on the door or rings the doorbell, then usually you come down a hallway to get to the entryway. So you can just create a beautiful, like, you know, scene, mm-hmm. a pretty welcoming area. So I don't know. But if it does, the glass door does reveal your family room mm-hmm. and say your kitchen, your open yeah. area, then I do think privacy might be a thing.
I think so too. I like at your house, you have the really, you have a solid door. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And I think it was always painted like more kind of an inky color.
Uh-huh.
But then Jess did these really beautiful side lights, but she did it more in an art glass, you know, kind of like a more modern transitional stained glass treatment mm-hmm. where you do have privacy and stuff. It still allows light to come in, but you have the privacy of a solid door. And you also have some privacy that's not just like a straight flat piece of glass. I think in any case, if you're going to do glass in those side lights, we like to have some movement. It's not like a storefront. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need to have clear glass unless you're a contemporary home and you're all glass, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So,
it's obscuring it a little bit.
Obscure it, but mm-hmm. I think be interesting about it. I really do. Jess, we should put your house. I love your side lights. And we did that also yeah. on the Linden Art Manor mm-hmm. that we just shot.
So pretty.
And I think that's a really beautiful treatment and more interesting and artistic. So yeah.
Love that.
Cause I can spot a glacier glass or a seated glass from a mile away. So don't be ordinary either if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer. Favorite front door colors. Mm. Everybody has to answer this question. Whoever has their favorite has to say it first.
I just painted mine. I've been in my house for almost a year and a half or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they were just the factory like fiberglass and finally painted them and got hardware on. And I'm like blanking on, it's a bronze color.
Pretty.
It's Benjamin Moore. I do know that.
Mm-hmm. What color hardware did you do?
It's brass.
Mm-hmm.
I think the color is called dark bronze. I could be wrong though.
Mm-hmm.
but I love that color.
Nice.
Yeah. That's one thing I look at the exterior of my home and I'm like, yes.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And I just focus on that and not the other cedar keys that are there.
I'd be like an ambiguous green or a coral.
Yeah. You
corally
would.
Orange. Like, yeah. I'm like, my lipstick has orange in it. Everything that I love has like pinky oranges in it. So I'd be either that or I'd be a green or just like something that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So like, I love all the Palm Spring doors. Mm-hmm. Give me the Parker Hotel color doors. I love those so, so much.
One tip you gave me, and I think it was great. We have in my house, there's a walkout above. And so like from my master bedroom and that door is directly above my front door. Mm-hmm. And you said you would paint the color of that door, just kind of the color of your home, the one above, just to kind of like let it go away.
Yeah.
And really focus on the main door. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
Then it was like, my front door now is more of a statement than if I would have done them both the same exact color.
Yeah. You kind of want to call that out for wayfinding for people to know where your front door is, right? They might be like, oh shoot, how am I going to get up there? Right?
A side door and a garage door and all these things. Like, which door do I enter?
I'm going to get my ladder. I'll be back. Yeah, for sure. I'm super boring. I would do navy blue 100% of the time. Not I'm navy. A little peaky, a little peacocky.
Jess is a class act.
I love a dark front door, but I do, when I go to Palm Springs, I do just like get my fire lit by all of the fun.
I just want to feel like I'm on vacation
yellow,
all the time.
Orange, pink, the red. Best. There's a door tour it's that you best. Can go on and see all the different colors of the front door. And it just makes you so darn happy that you want to buy a house there and live there in the winter.
Just kiss people on their cheeks and eat great food and buy things.
Oh,
yes.
Love it. Yeah. Okay. Let's
so
get
you be
to
you. Figure you out. Go on vacation. Figure it out.
I love it. Yep. Garage doors. How to make them beautiful.
Mm. I always love garage doors with windows. Mm-hmm. Like when we're selecting for new homes, like have some light again, just to make the garage a happier place. So it's not so dark.
Yeah.
I like it. Just depending on the house. Sometimes it's like, it's better if it just kind of bleeds into the body of the house. So I don't call attention to it because they're two giant rectangles typically, right? For a four-car garage.
Totally.
And so a lot of times, like, we'll just keep it white or whatever, like the casing colors that we're doing, just to keep it classic. I love pretty windows and simple grids.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. This is coming from the very,
Corey.
Cedar key guy.
Yes. No. It's coming from, like, the very logical mind of me. Yeah. I would say I invested in a insulated door. Garage door.
Yeah.
Keep your plants in there.
You're rich.
Not at all. But honestly, it is night and day from a garage door I had in the past that was just like, you know, that thin sheet metal and there's no insulation to it whatsoever.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I would say do that. It's obviously keeps your garage at a either cooler or warmer depending upon
it's better for
what
your
season.
Garage band.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, totally. I do actually. I've rehearsed in there a couple of times. I got the cops called on us twice, which is
nice.
I have a neighbor that doesn't like it, but it is what it is. Yes, I'm a believer in it now. They are more expensive. Mine was about a third more expensive, but so worth it. And the sound too, because my kitchen is off of my garage and it's like the main road into my neighborhood. When I have the garage doors open, so like no insulation, it's like the cars are driving through my house. You know what I mean? When they're down, I'm a believer. So
yeah,
you heard it here.
On my garage doors. I love a carriage door. Yeah. I just always have. And so there's a company here in Utah that will take a standard door and then build on top of it. Cool. And so my garage doors face the street the same as my front door does. So I had to invest. It's like 50% of the face of my house. I had to invest in garage doors. So I had to spend a lot of money on three garage doors on the front. We just couldn't get the driveway wide enough to put the garages on the side. I wish I would have tried harder for that. But in any case, I have pretty garage doors and anything that resembles a carriage door.
What do they build? Like, what do they use to build on the garage doors?
They have just different styles to choose from. I actually showed them a concept, but I'm not sure what the material is, but so far no maintenance.
It's awesome.
They look awesome. Yeah, really pretty.
And it's just on a metal, like framed garage door.
Yeah. The inside of mine is, I think it's insulated metal. They're very heavy. Mm-hmm. Doors are, but they look really pretty when they're down. I think they have windows in them.
Cool.
Yeah. So I don't know. I always just think, find a carriage door that you love and look after that. Look at pricing, see if it's in the budget. That's always beautiful. Okay.
let me wrap this up because we are nearing time. One question somebody had is, do we do exterior remodels? In our firm, we would do like the whole remodel, but very much so. I'd say right now, because of the way that the market is, where I talked about earlier in part one, we've just had this huge increase in prices here in Utah, and there's not enough inventory. So people are buying homes and we're remodeling the whole home. Mm-hmm. In order to buy land right now, land prices are like the price of a house right now.
Yeah.
And then you need to build on top of it. Contractors you can't get. Lead times on things are really far out. So if you want to make yourself, you and your family, comfortable right away so that your kids can get school and started and not have to get in a rental, you're going to remodel, which is, we kind of go through ebbs and flows. Yeah. Like in 2008, when we started, we were almost all remodels. People are like, whoa, the economy. Yeah. I think we'll stay where we're at and fix up the home we're in. That's where we're at again in 2022. Mm-hmm. So we've been open 14 years. So we just saw this cycle pick up again. So we do a lot of really beautiful remodels and it's really fun to see these old homes, great potential. And then the before and afters people go crazy over. So follow Alice Lane Interior Design.
Yes.
If you want to see some of those, you'll see a lot of the before and afters. Time. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
One last point I wanted to make in updating homes. Your gutters. I think you can always do something really beautiful. We love copper and that is going to give like a brick home. Yep. I think you could do it with also a hardy home. Mm-hmm. It's going to give it just like the most beautiful jewelry in all the land. Even if you just do it on the face of the house, I think that's
like the artist's last line work, guys. Like it just like so defines pretty. The architecture so beautifully. Mm-hmm. So
definitely. Yeah. And you can like tie it together with like copper chimney caps mm-hmm. or something like that. So those last little details really help stick the landing.
What are those like the darling little rain gutters that like look like little flowers and tulips or something that like it like trails off?
So pretty.
If you're a charmer, you need one of those. Those are my favorite.
I love those. That too.
I'll find out the name.
I love that. So good. Thanks for listening to Exteriors Part 2, How to Update the Outside of Your Home. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to send those to DearAlice@AliceLaneHome.com and we'll catch you next time.
We've always wanted everyone to have some of Alice Lane in their home. So we've created a program where you can have one of our design specialists help you pull your home together one room at a time. They will help you space plan and source each piece down to the very last layer. And get this, these services are complimentary and offered nationwide. For more details and information, email us at designrequest@AliceLaneHome.com or you can give us a call at 800-423-7757. Again, email us at designrequest@AliceLaneHome.com or call us at 800-423-7757. We are so excited to work with you.
Thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.